It's the Jeff Fox Show.
All right, I'm really happy about this one. This is the Jeff Fox Radio Show Online, and today we're going to talk photography. Now, this is real interesting because everybody got a smartphone, and everybody think because it's a camera on your smartphone, you're a photographer, and it's wrong, okay, because you're not. That's a skill set and an art form, and here today to talk about it is Tequila Stuckey. She's the owner of K&T Photography by Design, which means she's a professional, okay? So you guys listen up because she's going to lay it down for you, and she might be able to help you out with different events that you might be doing in the future yourself. So I'd like to say hello to Tequila Stuckey right now. Welcome to the Jeff Fox Radio Show Online. Hello there.
Hi, how are you?
How you doing?
I'm good.
I was right about that, right?
Yes, you absolutely were.
Right. You know, folks think they have the smartphone. They can just take a picture and then go into edit section and brighten it up and it looks good, right? I know I do it all the time. Right? And
yeah,
I don't know what the
right.
heck I'm doing. So photography, that's your passion.
Yes.
That's your art form.
Yes.
And this is what you do.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Now, this is a journey that actually took place. It just didn't happen yesterday.
No.
So let's take that long ride back, okay,
mm-hmm.
to the beginning of Tequila Stuckey. Where are you from?
Originally from Elizabeth, New Jersey.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic.
Born and raised, yes.
And all your schooling and right in that area?
Yes. I went to school right in Elizabeth, a Catholic school there.
And, okay.
Went to high school in a neighboring town, Roselle.
Right.
Where all my family resided in Elizabeth, so
there you
I was
go.
Pretty much there most of the time.
Now, along the way, was photography was something that you always took interest in?
Yes. Photography has always intrigued me.
Uh-huh.
I was just always very interested in the art form of it.
How come?
Of just being able to take an image
mm-hmm.
and look at it later and remember those times.
Really?
And those memories.
That has something that's always been a part of you, right?
Yes,
when
absolutely.
You were in school as a young girl, did you see pictures and did it take you places by looking at the photograph?
Absolutely. I would take pictures and I would also try to draw and sketch them.
Wow.
And I can remember my father having cameras and sketching all the time, and it was something that just always interested me, and I was
images
always trying to be
sketching.
A part of
are you an artist as well?
I do draw as a hobby.
And that does help in what you do
absolutely.
As a photographer, right?
Absolutely. It gives you an eye mm. into what you're looking at. And when you're taking that picture of a person or an event or just anything you're taking a picture of, it allows you to have a deeper outlook on things.
Mm. It's much deeper than people think, isn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Can you remember your first camera and when you decided, I want to take this to another level? I want my first camera so I can start taking these pictures. When was that?
My actual first camera that I dibbled and dabbled with a little bit and played around with, I probably was about maybe 6 years old. My
really?
Father had a very old school camera that he didn't use anymore and gave it to me, and you couldn't tell
you
me
loved
anything.
It, right?
I loved it.
You couldn't put it down, huh?
Nope. I walked around and pretended taking everyone's picture.
What did everybody say about you walking around with that camera?
They didn't pay me any mind, but to me, I was a professional photographer.
Oh, man. See, I love the journey when things start off. And so that's where it started at 6 years old,
mm-hmm.
and then you got into it. So what's the next step? What happened after that?
I had my first child, and as he began to do some modeling work, I started to take pictures of him.
Oh.
And
because they always ask that, right?
Absolutely.
And you have to go somewhere else
yes.
and do and that. And that's expensive, isn't it?
It is. It's very expensive. And I just figured, why not do this myself?
Wow.
I can do it. So
wow.
I actually had just a regular point and shoot, and I probably knew a little more about the features of a regular point and shoot than the average person.
For a layman, what is a point and shoot?
Basically a camera that you can just pick up, turn it on, and press the shutter button, and it takes a picture for you.
Oh, okay.
You know, it has a lot of automatic focus and automatic settings so that you don't have to manually
it does it for you, right?
Pretty much, yes.
Wow, so you had that. In the-
right, and you know, I knew a little bit more about the manual settings to adjust to take images that would look a lot different than just an average picture from a point.
I get so scared when you take me off of auto. Go into manual, that's like going into like an uncharted territory.
Yeah, deep waters.
I get scared. I don't know what to expect.
Right.
What made you decide to do that?
Just the challenge of it all, you know, and knowing that I would be able to take better images, learning more about different settings in manual mode.
Really set the mood.
And definitely.
And tell that story.
Absolutely.
Through that image.
Oh, absolutely. Man. So, you know, once I ventured into that territory, you know, there was no turning back for me. It's been manual ever since.
Yeah.
No more automatic for
me.
Oh,
I love it. I love it. So now you're taking these wonderful pictures with your son. At what point did the light come on and said, you know what, it's time for K&T Photography by Design? When was the first part of that story?
Probably after about a year or so of, you know, constantly taking this picture and people really thinking I went somewhere to a professional photographer.
By looking at your work, right?
Just looking at the work. And I said, you know, this is something that's always been in me, and I'm going to make it happen, and I'm not going to let anything stop me from making it happen.
So what did you do?
So I decided to start saving and investing in equipment. I reached out to other professional photographers that I was friends with.
The good points, huh?
And, you know,
that's a whole world, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they've been mentoring me along the way, you know, even today.
They say once you get into the world of photography, I mean, it never stops. There's always something else you can get.
Absolutely.
A different lens.
Yes.
A different tripod.
Mm-hmm.
A different this. There's no ceiling, is it?
You
got a lot of equipment, don't you?
Yes. And looking to get more.
I love it.
Looking to get more. I think what sets me apart from everyone else is not just my images, but my personal relationship that I look forward to having with my client to help them get the images that they're looking for.
That's the by design part.
Absolutely. I'm working closely with a client in regards to what they're looking for, what type of memory they're looking to cherish. It helps me to know exactly what it is I need to capture for them. I basically begin to design ideas specifically for my client to help tell their story.
What type of clients do you have?
They range from expecting parents, new parents that have newborn children, kids, families,
weddings, graduations,
birthday parties. Yes,
these are very important events.
Definitely important events.
Because without you, those images will be just a memory.
That's right.
Without actually seeing it.
That's right.
So it's very important.
Yes.
Wow. So you got this. You got this company, K&T Photography by Design. Where are you guys located?
Out of Piscataway, New Jersey.
Right. And how do folks get in contact with you?
Well, they can reach me. My number is 1-888-507-9928.
Mm-hmm.
And we can also be found online at www.ktphotosbydesign.com.
If I'm a client.
Yes.
And I'm having, let's say, an event.
Mm-hmm.
Birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to shoot my daughter's birthday party, and I'm mm-hmm. coming to you. What are the steps that you take to make sure this event works for me? What's going to happen?
Way before that date arrives, we actually have a consultation.
Okay.
And we talk about things that you are planning to have
mm-hmm.
during that event,
right.
Whether it be guest appearances, surprises.
So you know where the point,
absolutely,
to expect.
Absolutely.
Right.
So I'm pretty much on the same page as you for the night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously there are things that unexpectedly can happen.
Right.
But for the most part, everything that you have planned mm-hmm. for that day, I'm full aware of it so that I know exactly.
So you can flow with the event.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of times when things are going on as a photographer, you want to be apart but not in the way. That's a fine line, isn't it?
It is. It is. You know, whether it be the entrance of where the guest is coming in,
right,
where they'll be seated, where the cake's going to be.
All that's important.
All that's very important, because all of those little special moments, those little things are all part of that event, and I want to capture every
And everything is important. I guess you look at where the event is, because lighting is important.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So a lot of times what I will do is go out to the venue prior to the event.
Ahead of time to check it out, right?
To take a look at the room, the space.
A lot of folks don't do that. That's really good.
The lighting, what equipment I might have to bring with me.
Right. You have to really hold the hand of the client, right?
Absolutely.
Because they really need that, right?
Yes, they do.
Your client has to trust you.
Yes, they do.
So they can open up and you can get that. And I know you do photo sessions as
well. Yes, I do. I do private sessions.
Tell me about that.
Clients will call me. I come out to their homes and set up with my own props and backdrops and things like that.
For artists, for albums or whatever, right?
Absolutely. Newborns.
Wow.
First birthdays, you
it's
know,
a lot,
families,
isn't it?
Yes. So, you know, sometimes we're out in a park, on a beach, or in a person's home, and getting to know my client and becoming comfortable with them so that they can become comfortable with me is a big key to it all happening.
The precious moments of life, that business is never going to end, is it?
No, it isn't.
It really isn't.
No.
And to capture that at a professional level, folks know what's good and what's not.
Yes, they
folks do. Can tell a picture coming off an iPhone and from a photographer,
yes,
right?
Yes, definitely.
You know,
definitely.
Do you do a lot of weddings?
Well, I actually team up with a partner of
mine. So this is interesting because sometimes, depending on the event, you will call in other folks to work with you.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Right.
But this is a collaborative effort.
Yes, to add to more equipment and to more manpower. Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
So you're bringing a team with you.
I absolutely
depending
am.
On what's needed.
That's right.
K&T Photography by Design will make it happen for you, everybody. So I'm talking to a young lady that's got the passion, that she's got the eye, she's got the experience, and now she wants to put it together and work for you, for your event, for your album cover, for anything that's a life moment for you, and you want to capture it and save it. You got to definitely get in contact with K&T Photography by Design. It's Tequila Stucky, and she's here today with me on the Jeff Fox Radio Show online. Once again, give me a phone number. How do we find you?
1-888-507-9928.
Is there anything you want to tell your clients that we didn't say? And why should they use you over somebody else?
Well, I just want my future clients to know that I definitely look forward to them speaking with me and working with me so that I can help them capture those special moments and making sure that those moments are something that they can cherish forever just by a simple image that I'm producing for them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, hopefully that they'll be smiling at me real soon.
Yeah, I like that. We'll be smiling at you real soon.
That's right.
And you have a website so we can see your work, right?
Yes, I do. It's www.ktphotosbydesign.com.
There you go. It's Tequila Stucky today.
That's right.
Thank you so much. Yeah. And we'll see you next time on the Jeff Fox Radio Show online.
The Jeff Fox Show.